Shalom uvracha, everybody. We are here back at Na'ar Torah. We are in the 10th shir of our Nida series, the 3rd shir of Kesamim. And we're dealing today with the size of a gris. And today's shir, just like in the past, in the entire series, is Bishchus the Chayalim HaKdoshim, who are Shomim al Artzeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Magin Aleihem, just like they are protecting us. Hashem should protect them. And all of our learning and all of the Chazaras and any learning that is because of the learning should be in Zechus and the merit. They should go into battle safely and they should come out safely and have a Nitzachon, such so that Israel does not have to worry about wars ever again. Amen. Now, in the last year, we dealt deeply with the critical concept of Taliyah, being Tole. While doing so, we mentioned the word gris, and we said that for less than a gris, we can be Tole. Now, today, we are going to give a better explanation of what a gris is. The Gemara in Maseches Nida, Daf, page 58b, tells us the following. It says, Rav Huna Amar, Kigris, when Rav Huna says that when we were saying kigris, like a gris, what did it mean? Kiyoter mi kigris. It meant more than a gris, i.e., you had up until and including a gris. Rav Chista Amar, but Rav Chista says the opposite. He says, he interprets it, kigris means kipachos mi kigris. You have less than a gris, meaning not including the gris. And this is the machlokas between them. So the machlokas is everyone understands less than a gris, you can be toilet. Now what, and everyone understands more than a gris, you can't be toilet. But what about a gris itself? If it's a mamish, exactly that, what do you do? Now the Beis Yosef brings down the Rashba, the Rambam, and the Rosh, who all paskin like Rav Chisda. However, and what does Rav Chisda say? That it's less than the gris, not including. However, the Sefer Truma paskins like Rav Huna, that you have including the gris. And we end up paskining like Rav Huna, and therefore one has up until and including a gris. Now, let's get into what a gris is, practically speaking. Some say that a gris is 14 millimeters. Some say it's 18 millimeters. Some even say it's up to 20 millimeters. But the general way that Poskim checked the size of the gris, we're going to give three different countries here. In America, based off of the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, they take a penny and they put it over the kesem. In Israel, they take a shekel. And of course, because Na'ar Torah is primarily located in South Africa, I've asked the rabbis on Na'ar Torah, and in South Africa, they use a 5 rand coin. Again, you must first always bring it to your Rav. Do not take the matters into your own hands. It's some serious business that we're dealing with here. Now, regarding the thickness of a gris, Lemaisa we paskin halacha based off of the surface area of the kesem and not the volume. So imagine, for argument's sake, the water could stand and you had a cylinder which was less than a gris, but if you took the volume and squashed it to make it only surface area, it would still be mutter because in and of itself, the surface area is less than. So therefore, if you didn't understand that, fine. If you did, even better. But just know we go after the surface area of the kesem and not the volume. Now, before moving on in Hilchos Kesamim, we're going to be dealing with things which are Mekabel Tumah. We're going to understand if you find the kesem on her nose, you know, is that problematic? But before doing so, we need to really, I think, take perhaps one step back. And now that we know what a kesem is and the size, we should also define the size of a flow, i.e., what is the amount of blood which we would make a woman a nida? We always assume it's her period, and most likely, 99% of the cases, that's what it is. But there are some other cases. So Rav Moshe paskins that the size of a flow of blood, which would render a woman nida, is that which is equated to half of a dollar bill. So if you take a dollar bill, so perhaps if you go to the Rabbanim who paskin Hilchos Nidush Shailas, they'll have dollars on them. The idea is that you take the dollar bill, you fold it in half. If you see on the underwear or wherever it was, we'll get to that hopefully in the upcoming shurim. If you see that the amount of blood there is more than half of the dollar bill, neither do I. So there are some just tangentially who misinterpret this Rav Moshe and understand it that it's the half dollar bill, which is a half a dollar. In America, there's a half dollar coin. I don't think they make them anymore, but there's half dollar coins. This is not correct. It's the amount of half of a dollar bill.